KMBA programming supported by Arctic Slope Regional Corporation, strengthening Alaska through our values.
You're tuned to 90.3 KNBA, Alaska's native voice. It is 5 past noon. High noon, as Gary Cooper would say, and it is day number 2 of our spring membership drive at 90.3 KNBA. So we are just so honored to welcome to the studio recording artist and fabulous vocalist who's in town for a couple of big shows, Liz Weiss. Good morning.
Good morning.
I guess it's actually afternoon as of 5 minutes ago.
Good afternoon.
So you're you know, if you're here in like in 2 more months, then you'd be able to make your first trip to Alaska when it's light out all night and freak out like all the artists do. Because this is your first time in Alaska.
Yeah. Okay. A long time coming.
And you've always wanted to come here.
Yeah.
Okay. You say that with a straight face, like you really mean that.
I do.
Okay.
I mean,
it's not let's kiss up to the town and the district.
No. You know? And there's a story behind like a bucket list that I created 13 years ago.
Okay. Well, can we talk about that in a couple minutes?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. First of all, I do want to say Liz Weiss, and you heard a little bit of her music this morning on the program, on the Morning Line program. Liz is at the City Lawrence Theater at the PAC downtown tomorrow evening at 7:30, and out at the lovely Glenn Massey Theater on the Metsu College campus out in Palmer Sunday at 7 o'clock. So a couple of good chances to see her, and maybe you'll want to do yourself a favor and see both of them. So let's play a track from your album, then we can talk. And I want to find out about your bucket list, okay?
Yeah.
All right, this is Liz Weiss on KMBA.
Enslaved throne within.
You're tuned to 90.3 KNBA. The album is There's a Light. It's Liz Weiss with Truly Today. And Liz is truly with us today. Liz Weiss right here in the studio. Now, I tried to call your bluff, but you're sticking to your story. You just told me that that's the first time you've ever heard yourself on a radio.
I mean, like, I've been interviewed by radio stations, but I've never actually been in the car and my song comes up.
Okay.
I don't even know how I would react. Maybe I might implode.
Would you crash your car, make sure somebody else is driving?
And when it happens, I feel like I need to be alone. Otherwise, I would be like, don't look at me.
You're looking around. I'm turning red. I don't know what I'm doing here. Yeah. This is a beautiful record. It's been out for a little over a year. There's a Light.
Yeah.
And you're probably going to hear that song in concert tomorrow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. In Anchorage, out in Palmer on Sunday. So first trip to Alaska.
Yes.
And so I want to circle on back to, just because we all want to live vicariously through someone else, especially at my age, somebody who's young and vital and fresh. Yeah. And has a beautiful smile, too, by the way. So the bucket list. Go to Alaska's marked off.
It's number three.
Number three. Okay, we'll talk about it.
So when I was around 19, my health had gotten really bad, and I had to go on kidney dialysis. And I remember I was watching season 3 of American Idol, and I didn't think I was going to live past 21, but I felt compelled to make a bucket list. And number one on my bucket list was New York. I'd always wanted to go. I feel like most of my favorite childhood movies were based in New York, and not like the fantasy of being a mover and a shaker in New York, but like the grittiness, the diversity, the, hey, watch where you're going. For some reason, I was like, I want to go there. I want to see this in person. I want to walk down the street and feel so small. And so
that is a fabulous perspective. I've heard going to New York for a lot of different reasons, but that's cool. I have
zero expectations and in a really good way. And so New York was number one. I don't remember what's number two. I have a picture of my bucket list. But I was on dialysis, and dialysis really sucks. And my health got really bad, and I was malnourished, and I kind of got booted off the list because I had congestive heart failure because of doing dialysis, and it's not easy. And I don't know why. I feel like there were times when I really had nothing to be hopeful for that I felt the most hope. And so I wrote this bucket list of places that I wanted to go before I died, if I lived to see past 21, to live to see past dialysis. And yeah, now I live in New York City in Brooklyn after 15 years of like praying and trying to figure out how to get there, and a door opened and I was ready to go. Sold everything in Portland and moved all the way across the country, left my family, left my nieces and nephews, and no plan B, to lead worship at a church and also do music on the side until it fizzled out, which I've been saying, I'll keep doing this until it fizzles out, since day one of my record coming out. And when the opportunity to come to Alaska was presented to me, I was like, I can't believe I'm going to Alaska. And I never thought it would be because of music. So as shocked as people are that I'm shocked about doing music, I'm shocked that music has gotten me to the places that I never thought that I would see. So yeah, that is my bucket list story. And after I got my kidney transplant, December 10th of 2005, maybe like a year later, my room was messy. I had papers everywhere. I stepped down and something was...
You're a teenager, right? I mean, that's cool.
Well, I was like 22.
Okay.
Basically
that's an old
teenager.
Yeah.
Old teenager. I was walking through my room and something was stuck to the bottom of my foot, and it was my bucket list. And so I keep my bucket list and this cart that my friend got me that has the Empire State Building on it, and a speech that I wrote for getting an Oscar because I went to film school. But before I even went to film school, I wrote this Oscar speech because I wanted to be an actress.
Well, and you need to be prepared for those moments. For right? those moments.
And I was like, and it's still wrapped in plastic. I haven't opened it in 15 years. And it says, do not open unless you get an Oscar. So wow. It could be faded. It could be, as soon as I open it, turns
You better
dust.
Do it pretty soon.
I know.
Yeah. So you grew up in the City of Roses. You grew up in Portland. Mm-hmm. And then Portland becomes the most dynamic music mecca of North America.
Yeah.
And you leave.
Yeah. I didn't even know that was a thing until I kept meeting people who were moving there. They're like, yeah, I'm here to pursue music. I'm like, really? Portland? I don't understand. I don't get it. I've lived there since I was 3 years old. My mom raised 5 kids on her own, and she moved us up there. She was pregnant with my baby brother. And when we first moved to Portland, we were all staying in one bedroom. So like the 5 of us and my mom's pregnant with my baby brother in one bedroom in my aunt's house. And then my grandma buys us a home in prime time, like area now of Portland. And I just wanted to be an actress. I wanted to be in movies. I wanted to perform. And music was not on that list of like things that I wanted to do, even though I loved it, even though I can go back and think about the hours I spent in front of a keyboard that my aunt bought for me, that we couldn't afford for me to take piano lessons. So I would have my friends who took piano lessons come over and we'd hang out, and I'd have them mark the keys that I needed to press to learn how to play a certain song, even though I would spend hours in my bedroom listening to music or go into the basement to lock the door so that no one knew what I was doing, and play movie soundtracks and dance and sing to them. And I would do this all the time, or spend hours in the bathroom or be in my bedroom listening to the radio with my foot against the door, so that if my mom tried to come in, I would know when to stop singing. But it was never, I want to be a musician, I want to be a singer, ever. And then I started going to this church in Portland, and this tug to sing on the worship team would not go away. And it wasn't a choir. It wasn't like this big fancy church. It was a small intimate setting of original songs that I thought were so amazing. I wanted to be a part of that, even though I was like, I'll be a part of it in the background singing harmonies and that's it. And now I have a record.
And if is it your pastor that wrote most of the songs on a record?
He had these songs that he wanted to turn into a record for himself. And I sang a song while he was out of town. My friend asked if I wanted to lead a song at church, and it's called Enfold Me. And my mouth said yes, even though on the inside I'm like, I hate singing in front of people. Like I can sing harmonies in the background, no one look at me, but like for me to be the voice was terrifying. But I did it, and I remember I was so scared. I felt like every single pore in my body opened up. I was drenched from head to toe in sweat. And I felt like my pupils were getting smaller and I couldn't see anything. And I just envisioned myself falling forward as I'm singing this song. And as I'm singing, it just, the room was emptied. And it was just me standing there singing to God. And then I came to and I was done. And people were like, where the hell did she come from?
Just an out of the world cosmic experience.
It was
no big deal.
Like, what? And a friend came on stage and she's like, where did that come from? And I'm like, I don't know. And so he heard about me singing this song, and then slowly he gave me solos. Liz, do you want to lead this song? And they're mostly original songs, and I just loved the way Josh wrote. He is such an incredible writer, and he has a way of telling a story that I get, and he allows me to interpret them. So these songs, a lot of them were going to be for his own project, but he was like, I think that they belong to you.
Well, let's hear another one of those interpretations, shall we?
Yeah.
Liz Weiss is really joining us in the studios today. It's 12:21, and you're tuned to 90.3 KMBA from the album. And might I mention, which charted number 6 on the gospel album charts and number 13 on the R&B album charts from the album There's a Light. This is called Entrance. It's Liz Weiss.
Land.
entrance. It's Liz Weiss from There's a Light here on 90.3 KNBA, where music matters. It's 12:26. My name's Danny Preston. Liz joining us live in the studio for a chat as she's crossing things off of her bucket list this week. Going to Alaska's been crossed off. That was number three. And Liz, you mentioned you couldn't remember what number two on the bucket list was. I'm pretty sure it was, I want to be live on KNBA radio in Anchorage, Alaska.
I'm pretty sure. I can't remember. I have to jog my memory.
One thing that I found very endearing, just on a personal note, was I read somewhere that your mother used to wake you up singing "Rise and Shine," and "Give God the Glory, Glory." Yeah. My grandmother used to wake me up with that very.
Ooh, I hated that song so much.
But you weren't a gospel music nut growing up as a kid in Portland.
I listened to like old Madonna and Anita Baker, and even when I think about my childhood, like the song "Walking in Memphis" by Mark Cohn.
Yeah,
I loved that song, and Bonnie Raitt and Melissa Etheridge and Alanis Morissette and
Melissa Etheridge is coming to town this fall.
Yeah.
But Liz is here now.
So. Yeah, just like those strong female powerhouses. But even listening to Entrance, that was the song that kind of made me start crying because I sound so much like my mom. And my mom pursued music when she was younger. And, you know, sometimes life happens and you have your dreams shift. And there are times I look in the mirror and I'm like, I look like my mom. Or I listen to myself and I sound just like my mom. And I'm like, am I redeeming the footsteps that she wants desire to take? And maybe I might not be the one that completes whatever mission was placed in her heart for her to complete. I don't know, but I feel like the baton has been passed in me, and I feel this responsibility to empower and raise other women up, especially my nieces that look up to me. There's just a responsibility. Music is very powerful, and it can be used to emote so many different kinds of emotions. And if I have the power to do so, to bring people together regardless of their background and where they are right now, then I'm willing to be used in that way, even though it's really hard and lonely at times and isolating.
Those are some very powerful and insightful words. I feel like I'm sitting on a park bench. Some 75-year-old. I was thinking a dude, actually.
An old black man.
I'm here.
Morgan Freeman.
My favorite. Morgan Freeman is Lightning Hopkins.
Yeah.
Sitting on a park bench.
Yeah.
And just elaborating and dialoguing these words of wisdom and social consciousness.
Yeah.
And I'm talking with a beautiful young lady here who is, her bucket list was to come to Alaska. There you go. Life goes on. Okay, so you were a filmmaker, but you mentioned something about doing film work. You're actually still a filmmaker.
I did a lot of casting, and I did casting, like background casting on TV shows. Like my first big job was Portlandia, and doing, if you watch season two, a lot of my friends are in that. Just finding extras that make this world around Fred and Carrie and like the leading actors.
Fred Armisen is Lightning Hopkins on a park bench. Yeah.
I could see that wearing a white suit.
Yes.
And Carrie Brownstein eating chocolate. So that was my job, and it was really hard, and I loved it. And I went to film school because I didn't see people of color in films in roles that I would have liked to play. And so I thought, well, I can go to school so that I can learn how to make the movies I want to see. I even partnered up with my friend Isaac, and we were going to do a documentary on fancy dancing, Native American dance.
Wow.
And there's just not a lot of information out there about why people do that, like in the mainstream and like Native diets and like reservation life. And he's so passionate about getting that information out there for Native people. And so we partnered up with that, and then I was saving up to make a short film that would use like Native Americans and Black people and Asians in roles that wouldn't necessarily be something that you would see in mainstream media. And that money was used to fund my first tour, which was really hard. And then I saved up money and replaced that money. And now, 3-4 years later, I'm going to use that same money to fund my first record that I'm going to record next month. And it is...
You see your first record that you're going to record.
I feel really honored to be able to pay for my first record. I get to choose the producers that I want to work with. And I'm co-writing with people I really admire and respect. And I want it to be a family affair. And those are the songs that I'll do. Like when I sing, I don't care where you come from. I don't care what you believe. But today we are going to look to our left and right and love our brothers and sisters well. And I feel so small in that, and I want to give up all the time. But that tug, that light is so ingrained in me that my responsibility is to let it out before it consumes me.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Lightning Hopkins in the incarnated as a young gospel and R&B singer from New York City via Portland, Oregon. 12:32, and it is 90.3 KMBA. Of course, we are in day number 2 of our spring membership drive, too, and I want to remind folks that you can go on online and make a secure pledge right now at KMBA.org. So let's get that business done. Go do that while you're listening to Liz talk, and we'll hear some more music from her. And then... if you go to centertix.net, of course, or whistlingswan.net, you can get all the ticket details on Liz's show tomorrow night at the Sydney Lawrence Auditorium and out in Palmer at the Massey Theater on Sunday. Obviously, Liz, you thrive on taking risks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm selling all my things and moving from Portland to New York.
Yeah.
Even though it just scares the crap out of me and all this.
I'm selling all my stuff.
I want to be gritty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want that. I mean, I want security. I want to pay off my student loans. I want to, you know, have a normal life, whatever that means. But deep down inside of me is like, what's the point? You're living the bonus life. You weren't promised to live past 19 years old.
Yeah. I cannot wrap my head around being in that space. I don't know that anybody really can have that sort of empathy to really understand that without being in that position.
It's a powerful
driver, though.
Yeah, it is. It is.
Is that why you're such a risk taker?
Yes. I'm too stubborn to settle for what I know would be less of what I was created to be. It's so scary. It's so scary. And I feel like a lunatic all the time. And I'm like, really, really, really? Can I just be a normal person? But what does normal mean? What does that mean? And I know deep down inside I would be so bored.
You remind me of the kid who is afraid of heights, and so she decides to climb the very tallest tree for 3 counties around just to say I did this and look out and say, all right, heights.
And it's not even about like, look at me, everyone. I'm like, don't look at me. I'm going to try to climb this tree by myself where no one's looking.
I'm super bad, but don't look at me.
Yeah. It's like even my record, I'm like, I don't know if people are going to like this, but this is a gift offering to God to, like, I want you to know that I'm in. I have nothing left to give. I am, like, so emptied out, and I'm in. And if I have the opportunity to love all people well, then I'm in. I'm so tired, but I'm in.
Yes, you are, indeed. Mm-hmm. It has been just a delight to have you in the studio, Liz.
Yeah, thanks for wanting to hear my life in a nutshell, the world's smallest nutshell.
And I want to hear the next. Right. So when... and I know you got to get going here too, but when do we expect the next record?
I don't know.
Okay.
I know when I'm recording, but I don't know when it's going to come out.
you'll keep us posted.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. Liz Weiss at the Sydney Lawrence Theater, 7:30 p.m. tomorrow. Glenn Massey Theater in Palmer, 7 o'clock Sunday. Liz's album, There's a Light, is at a record store near you right now, and I'm sure it's CD Baby and Amazon and all those other goodies too. So we're gonna play one more here to exit out. And again, just an absolute honor. Thanks for joining us. Enjoy the rest of your journey here in Alaska, and hopefully your bucket list will include some sunshine this weekend before you run back.
Yeah,
to Lower 48.
I'm excited.
Okay, thank you very much, Liz Weiss. It's 90.3 KMBA, 12:36, and this is Liz Weiss. It's called Pure Religion on KMBA.
You're gonna need that pure religion, hallelujah. Gonna need that pure religion, hallelujah. You're gonna need that pure religion gonna carry you through. You're gonna need that pure religion, hallelujah. Goodbye, mother, don't you mourn, hallelujah. Goodbye, mother, don't you mourn, hallelujah. Goodbye, mother, don't you you cry.
I'm David Dye. It's my pleasure to serve you a wide world of music on every show. Join me for live guests and new music you're going to love. The World Cafe. We make sense of a world of music.
Listen for The World Cafe coming up tonight at 6 o'clock on 90.3 KNBA.
KNBA programming supported by Donlin Gold, a proud sponsor of Native Youth Olympics. Donlin Gold encourages healthy competition and a spirit of good sportsmanship.
Programming on KMBA supported by Jonathan Kacher, a member of our Northern Lights Circle, major players in securing the future of KMBA radio.
Just live your dreams, be wild and free. Ain't no need to explain them to me. You can run to the mountains or run to the sea. Just live your dreams, be wild and free. Well, I know a guy who plays the blues, sings every sad song like he's worn them shoes. Now he's out on the road just burning it down, making everybody dance and everything.
other as we come, cause that's the deal. And I never have to wonder just where I stand. Just singing all night in a Fremily band. Yes, I'm singing all night in a Fremily band. Sing Olivia Dreams. Be wild and free. Though the mountains of the sea. Just live your dreams, be wild and free. Once I love you a whole life long. You're the reason I write and sing these songs. So just find your voice and sing along. Oh yes, find your voice and sing along. We'll sing Live Your Dreams. Be wild and free. And go over
concentration night. Thank you.
KMBA programming supported by Aaron Schutt, a member of the Northern Lights Circle, major players in securing the future of KMBA Radio.